You are listening to Pastor Marshall F. Prentice of the Zion Baptist Church. Today's message comes out of Mark 16, verse 19 through 20, subject title, Back to the Future.
Tell somebody, say, he's my mediator. Come on now, watch this. Say, I'm real. I fall down. But because of him, I get back up. Is there any praise for being able to get back up? I'm going to try that again. Is there any praise for getting back up? Is there any praise for getting back up? The only way I can get up is because he speaks to the Father on our behalf. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm glad he went back to the future because he's securing my future. I know I did this and I'm going home on this last point, but watch this. When he secures our future, it's because he's talking to God. I ain't sitting back because I'm saying God's there. So he's talking to God. And while he's talking to God, sit down. I like it this way. He can peep in God's ears. He can lean and talk to God, right? Every time we mess up, he goes. Every time we do something stupid. Every time we think God don't love us. Now watch this. The reason God keeps looking back at us, because when God sees us, he looks at us through Jesus. And because Jesus never sins, God looks at us as if we have never sinned. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm in a good place right now. Tell your neighbor, say, but guess what? He goes back to secure our future. He sits down. He talks to God. Now look at verse 20. When he talks to God, something happens to the preachers. I'm going home. Watch this. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, finally, what happens is his ascension allows them to go out preaching everywhere, and the Lord is confirming their works with signs and wonders. Here's why I'm going home. Tell your neighbor. Say, when God has blessed you and gave you another chance, and you know that he has sent the Holy Spirit. Watch this. Stay there for now. Come and get me, Holy Spirit. Now take me past the throne. Amen. Stay there, Holy Spirit. Put me on this side of you, God and Jesus. Jesus, now you got to take this seat. Amen. All right. Holy Spirit, hanging on with Jesus. Holy Spirit, hanging on with me. Every time I try to go do some stupid stuff, Holy Spirit brings me back. Every time I try to do something crazy, Holy Spirit brings me up. And guess what? When I get tired of being stupid, I got to go tell somebody I'm under the anointing. Can I find me five people who can say, I'm not all that, but I'm under the anointing? Say, yeah. I need somebody to say, I'm under the anointing. Y'all don't hear me say, I'm under the anointing. And when you're under the anointing, you got to have a testimony. I'm going to try it again. You got to have a testimony. I'm going to try it again. You got to have. Watch this. You know when you got a real testimony? Not when you are at your best. You know what the real testimony is? Is that I'm a saint who had to fall down to get up, not just one time, not just two times, but maybe seven times. But when I got up the last time, I knew that God must love me. Because the first time I fell, friends left me. The second time I fell, so-called friends left me. The third time I fell, family left me. But every time I got up, God gave me another chance. See ya! I'm going home on this. Tell your neighbor, say, I don't have to be a preacher to have the anointing. I just have to have Jesus in my life. And guess what? I don't need a certificate to say I'm a preacher. I got to have my own testimony. Watch this. If Jesus ever did something that you know it was only him. Now watch this. You know some sin in your life that only you and God knows about. But God looked beyond your faults, gave you another chance. And now you meet somebody that's on their way down. And God tells you, you can tell them, I've been where you've been, but God's been good to me. If God's been good to you, tell your neighbor, I got a testimony. And what is the anointing? The anointing is to go everywhere, publicize, and tell somebody about the great things God has done in your life. You know why I'm gonna get ready to shout? Because I get mad at folk who are secret agents. Try it again. I am so tired of secret agents. They come into church, they get the blessings, God keeps blessing them, but they act like they got it all for themselves. But look at me, God didn't save you for you not to go tell somebody how good God has been.